Greetings to all. I, Dr. Akash Bhatta, working as an assistant professor in the Department of Cardiology at Dayanand Medical College and Hospital, Ludhiana, I'm happy to share our tutorial discussing the utility of left bundle branch pacing over biventricular pacing for cardiac resynchronization therapy. The deleterious effects of long-term right ventricular pacing necessitated the search for alternative pacing sites which would prevent or elevate pacing-induced cardiomyopathy. Until recently, biventricular pacing was the only modality which could mitigate or prevent pacing-induced LV dysfunction. However, the high non-response rate of around 20-30% remains a major limitation. This non-response has largely been attributable to the direct non-physiological stimulation of the left ventricular myocardium bypassing the conduction system. To overcome this limitation, the concept of conduction system pacing for cardiac resynchronization therapy came up. Left bundle branch area pacing was developed in 2018, which over the last few years has shown comparable efficacy to biventricular pacing cardiac resynchronization therapy in at least small observational studies. In the recent meta-analysis by Yasmin et al., comprising of around 6 studies and 389 participants, LBB CRT was superior to biventricular CRT in terms of QRS duration, left ventricular ejection fraction, cardiac chamber dimensions, lead thresholds and functional status amongst heart failure patients with left bundle branch block. However, despite the accumulating evidence in support of LBB-CRT, one must acknowledge the fact that as of now, our opinion is largely based on observational data which are inherently prone to selection biases. Hence, there is an urgent need for larger RCTs which will ascertain the role of LBB-CRT in future. Thank you.